able to have three meals a day. Lowell was speaking when he visited irrigation pumps being promoted by Pump Aid Malawi in Kasungu. The minister said diversifying agricultural production through irrigation is a sure way of bringing food security at household level. Zexon Yohane has compiled this report, read by Patrick Dambola.
Minister of Agriculture Robin Lowe says the only way Malawi can run away from food insecurity is through irrigation farming, which some private stakeholders have started promoting in this country. According to Lowe, affordable irrigation technologies are key to ensuring that farmers graduate from perennial dependence on rain-fed agriculture. The minister has recommended easy irrigation farming technologies that farmers are using in Kasungu, which Pump Aid Beyond Water is supplying on loan.
If you talk of irrigation as a ministry, this is our focus. After relying on rain-fed for some time, we are now going flat out into serious irrigation. That's why with the programs of Beyond Water, as a ministry, we want to intervene to make sure that it becomes a serious project.
However, Pump Aid Beyond Water Managing Director Elias Chimlambe says the company is committed to assisting promotion of irrigation farming in the country, a thing that will help in raising the status of smallholder farmers. Chimulambe believes the country should concentrate on irrigation rather than relying on often unreliable rainfall.
This irrigation pump is suitable for small-scale farmers who cannot afford a sophisticated irrigation facility. So this is a manual pump which is supporting small-scale farmers to irrigate their farm and produce crops and sustain their livelihood.
In his remarks, First Deputy Speaker of Parliament, Madalitso Kazombo, who is also Member of Parliament for Kasungu East, says leaders should be exemplary in transforming people from relying on rain-fed agriculture. Kazombo said government also needs to reduce fertilizer prices, which can motivate farmers to concentrate on the irrigation farming.
As a leader, I have to demonstrate to my community that let's go back to the gardens, let's harvest water, let's use the shallow wells, let's use the solar, you know, to have all the beans. You go out to Wagawaga, there's a market of beans and other vegetables. With the COVID-19, people need ginger, they need garlic, they need all that. If people can grow that, there is money in that, you know. So I'm pretty sure that if people see this, many people will follow suit.
Some farmers who interacted with the Minister of Agriculture at Gwetere and Chipokosa villages in Kasungu hailed the easy farm technologies that Beyond Water is supplying, saying it has helped to increase their harvest.